Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. Luke's Lutheran Church on this Reformation Sunday, which is also our Confirmation Sunday. On this day, 8 of our young people will be reaffirming their baptismal promises. So I'm glad to see their friends and family gathered here this day. A few announcements. Our food pantry volunteers tomorrow are Nels and Michelle Lofgren and Jan Nelson. Tuesday at 10 a.m., we have Bible study right here. We are working our way through the book Boundaries. We're reading it as we go and watching videos that help to reinforce what we're learning. All are welcome to join us. And a reminder that next Sunday is All Saints Sunday, so we're asking that you fill out a memorial sheet for All Saints and list those people, friends and family, who have died in the last year since the last All Saints Sunday, and others that you want to have remembered on the other side. Please get them to us as soon as possible, no later than Friday, so that we can make sure that we get them in the bulletin. And also a reminder that next Sunday, on top of everything else, is a Sunday that we fall back. So if you are early to church, I'll be seeing you, because I'm usually here early. Do we have any other announcements we need to take care of this morning? There are announcements as well regarding the Bread of Life food pantry, so I'm going to ask that you read those. And please stand as you're able for the Thanksgiving for baptism. So, Graham, if I can have you help me. So blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now join together in our gathering song, A Mighty Fortress is Our God, number 503.
Thank you.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You'll find the Kyrie on page 184 of the Red Hymnal. Almighty God, gracious Lord, We thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated.
And our first reading from Jeremiah will be read by Addison Bettinger.
A reading from Jeremiah. The renewed covenant will not be breakable, but like the old covenant, it will expect the people to live upright lives. To know the Lord means that one will defend the cause of poor and needy. The renewed covenant is possible only because the Lord will forgive iniquity and will not remember sin. Our hope lies in God who forgets. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to another, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm will be read by Brett Shadlick.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it and break it of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come down, regard the works of the Lord. What desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all of the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Our second reading from Romans will be read by Tessa Johns.
The second reading is from Romans. Paul's words stand at the heart of the preaching of Martin Luther and other Reformian leaders. No human beings make themselves right with God through works of the law. We are brought into the right relationship with God through the divine activity centered in Christ's death. This act is a gift of grace that liberates us from sin and empowers our faith in Jesus Christ. Our reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human will be justified before him by deeds prescribed by the law. For though the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law of the prophets. the righteousness of God through faith of Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned for and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift in the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God puts forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his divine forbearance he has passed over the sin previously committed. It was to demonstrate at the present time his own righteousness, so that he is righteous and he justifies the one who has the faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. Though what kind of law? That of works. No, rather than the law of faith. For we hold that person is justified by faith apart from its works prescribed by the law, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel lesson today, Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through his word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. You will see that in the usual place for a sermon, you will not be hearing from me. Instead, you will be hearing from our 8 confirmands. And this is the order in which they drew positions, you might say. They have been working diligently on their faith statements. It took some of them a while to choose a confirmation verse, but you will see beside their name the verse that they chose. I've asked them to spend 2 or 3 minutes talking about any aspect of their faith that they would like to share with you, people of faith. And so let us now hear from our young people as they talk about their faith and their faith journey. So first we have Graham Bettinger, whose verse is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9.
For my Bible verse that I wanted to be able to represent me, I chose Joshua 1:9. It is, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I found my Bible verse because I was looking for one that I wanted to be able to reference during hard times and whenever I needed something to be able to look back on. And I was looking for Bible verses, and as I read through multiple Bible verses, I just couldn't find the right one. But once I read this one, I knew that I would be able to use it through the future and whenever I needed it. Through our journey through confirmation and through youth group, we've learned a lot about God and how we should praise Him, how we should treat God and our neighbors. And I would like to thank Pastor for teaching us for the past 2 years, and Tracy for helping us in youth group. And I'm extremely excited to become a member of this church and to be able to praise God as a man in the church. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Addison Bettinger. And her verse is Job chapter 5, verses 8 through 9.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My verse is Job 5, 8 through 9. But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before Him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. When I find myself in a situation where I feel I am walking alone, I put my trust in God. It gives me a comfort knowing that He is walking alongside me. As youth today, we are faced with many challenging decisions. Knowing that God not only has a plan for me, but is listening to me as I think through decisions, takes away some of the worry. As I walk on the golf course or in life while I'm competing, and I think I'm walking alone, I turn my thoughts toward God and know He is with me. God teaches us humility and that we are not in control of everything. Yes, He performs miracles, but He is also there when life doesn't go my way. Through my journey in Christ and in youth group, I have come to trust more in God, His plans, and the lessons He will teach me. I am excited to start my journey as an adult in the church and continue to trust and follow God. I appreciate Pastor Ann and Tracy as they have given their time to teach me and my peers and tell us more about God. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Blaine Shablett. His verse is Psalm 27, verse 14.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Bible verse I chose was Psalm 24 through 17. God has a perfect timing for everything. Learn to wait on Him. This brings Him honor and it brings you peace. I found this Bible verse by scrolling through Instagram on my phone. And the reason why I chose this verse is because I always live by the saying, everything happens for a reason. And I believe that God chooses what happens to everybody at a certain time or for a certain reason. I'm so thankful for this opportunity that has been given about... I'm so thankful to be able to learn more about God from Pastor Ann this last 2 years, taking confirmation class. I'm so glad for all the peers that I've taken confirmation class with. Lost my spot. I'd really like to say thanks to Pastor Ann for putting through with all of us the last 2 years, but most importantly for teaching us more about Jesus Christ, our Savior. I'm super excited and honored to become a member of this church. I can't wait for the lessons that God will teach me in the future. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Jace Foss. His confirmation verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6.
Morning.
Good morning.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jace Foss, and before this summer started, Pastor Ann asked us to go through and find a Bible verse that we wanted to represent us. So after that, I ended up Googling some Bible verses, and I found Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. So I picked this verse because really in life, there's times when you feel like no one there is really there with you and you just need something to lean on or trust. And you can turn to God for that. And then your past can sometimes get a little unstraight and you can make bad decisions that you kind of need help to fix. And then... I'm super excited to become an adult of the church, and I want to thank Pastor Ann for putting up with us and teaching us everything through confirmation for the past 2 years, Tracy for helping her out, and all the people that have provided meals, and think that's it.
Our next speaker is Brett Shavlik. His confirmation verse is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my Bible verse I chose that I want to reference to is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I found my verse one day when I was reading through the Bible looking for a verse that I could reference to in my everyday life. And when I read through this one, I knew this was the one I wanted to reference to when things were hard. I chose this Bible verse because it shows and gives examples that Jesus Christ is the same every day and he'll be there for you every day in every struggle that you might come across. Jesus Christ and the Lord will always be there to help you forever, which to me is important in my faith, as the Lord and Jesus Christ will always be there with me and for everyone else that might need him. I'm so thankful for the journey I've had through this church, and I can't thank Pastor Ann and Tracy for every teaching we had on Wednesdays. And including those two people, I can't thank more Travis Pearson, my mentor, for helping me with all the questions I've had through my faith that I've learned. I can't wait to become a member of our church as an adult, and I can't wait to praise God for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Ian Goddard. His verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
My verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe Christ strengthens me because when I'm struggling, I can turn to him and I know that he will be there through my highs and lows in life. This verse called to me because I've had lots of ups and downs in my life, and I will continue to have ups and downs forever. But I know with Jesus I can do hard things. Through confirmation, I've made lots of friends and learned more about my faith. My faith will continue to grow as I go through difficult challenges in my life. Being confirmed into the church will help me take my next step towards faith. I would like to thank everyone for helping me get confirmed, and Pastor Ann and Tracy for, you know, like being there for us all these years. To sum up these last few years, everyone should just let their faith grow and the love inside them show.
Our next speaker is Tessa Johns. Her confirmation verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
Hi.
Good morning.
My Bible verse is, we don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit himself prays for us. He prays through groans too deep for words. What this means to me is, even though you may be very overwhelmed with life because life isn't perfect, and you might have too many things to pray about, and you might just feel like overwhelmed at the thought of praying, but then the Lord himself is already praying for you, whether you know it or not, and he is praying. He already knows everything. And that kind of brings me to something that Mr. Rogers did, actually. And whenever he would pray at the very end of his show, he would just say names. He wouldn't do any backstory. He wouldn't do, like, any explanations. He would just do the names. And that kind of says something, because it's like, even though, like, it might be too overwhelming to pray because of all of the backstories and narratives and stuff, but he already knows everything, and so if you just pray names, that is enough, and it will help basically everything. I just want to say thank you to Pastor Ann for all the patience, and my mentors, and everyone who's taught us Youth Night in the past, because it's been really fun, and yeah, thank you.
Our next speaker is Jolene Foss. Her confirmation verse is Psalm 3:3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My verse is from Psalm 3:3. But you, Lord, are my shield around me. This verse inspires me deeply because no matter what you go through or where life takes you, God will always be there and guide you through both the good and the bad. He is my shield and my protector through whatever challenges come my way. Walking with the Lord each and every day strengthens me knowing that he places a shield around me until the day of judgment. I actually experienced this when I was in sixth grade. I decided to attend Buffalo Christian Academy. It was a challenge at first, but the experience brought me closer to God and strengthened my faith. I learned new skills, met amazing people, and who have helped me succeed in high school. Looking back, I realized that without this experience, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I believe in God has challenged me, but always guides me through the right direction. Thank you.
I now invite all the confirmands to join me at the baptismal font. Just come gather up here. Stand so people can see you. Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these individuals who are one with us in the body of Christ who are being confirmed today. They have been part of our confirmation class for the past 2 years, studying the Bible and the catechism, learning more about their faith, discovering ways that they can put their faith into action, and developing friendships. They come before this congregation today to affirm the promises made at their baptism. I invite Chris Johns, our church council president, to present the confirmands.
I present Graham Aiden Bettinger, Addison Nicole Bettinger, Blaine Benny Shablick, Jace Caden Voss, Brett Gary Shablick, Ian Alexander Goddard, Tessa Lynn Johns, and Jolene May Foss, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for each of these individuals whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gift of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask that you order those pieces of paper and pass it down. Because I didn't ask you to memorize this. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. I invite the congregation to stand as you are able and join in the responses. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, say, I denounce them.
I denounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of the world that rebel against God? If so, please say, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, please say, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, please say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ? If so, please say we do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
And I'm going to ask that you confirmands kneel. You can go on the other side of the altar rail and kneel. And I ask that all of you, if you would like, when we do the individual blessings, if you want to extend a hand in support of our confirmants, you may do so. So let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in these confirmants the gift of your Holy Spirit, confirm their faith, guide their lives, empower them in their serving, give them patience in suffering, and bring them to everlasting life. Amen. Stir up in Tessa the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Jolene the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Addison the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Graham the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Oh, I know. Stir up in Brett the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
If you bow your heads like this, it's hard for me to see who you are. There you go. Stir up in Ian the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Blaine the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Jace the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you all to stand, face the congregation. And Chris, I'm going to ask you to come forward once again. And those are your words. Let us rejoice.
We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world.
Amen.
Amen.
And let us now applaud these individuals who've worked so diligently. And you may now return to your seats. Ago, I wasn't here, and during that time, our three young people who had gone to camp came up, and not only did they describe their camp experiences, but they tried to teach this congregation a song. And so I'm going to ask those three individuals who went to camp if they want to come up and help me with this song. Great. And so what we're going to do is we're going to sing it. We're going to sing it through one time so that you know all of the words. And then we're going to try to break it into parts. So, Julie, if you want to start us, we'll just sing it straight all the way through. Session. We have Blaine, Jace, and Ian who will be assisting with the prayers. Renewed in God's everlasting grace, let us pray for the church, the world, and all creation.
For your church, O God, with grace, mercy, and love to be transformed by your word. Direct your church to be unity in the word and deed, so that all creation knows the unity of and transforming power of the gospel. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
That's you. Oh, sorry. What says P?
I know, ignore that.
Renew creation, O God, so that all living creatures thrive together. Guide those who walk to restore and renew creation. Preserve and care for endangered species throughout the world. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Bring peace among the nations, O God, so violence and terror are not the norm on your earth. Inspire leaders of communities to work for peace and justice. Unite our politicians with a common mission and purpose. Grace of God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Heal all who suffer, O God, and bring them peace. Draw near to people who are incarcerated. Give hope to people experiencing housing or employment insecurity, oppression and discrimination. Heal those who are ill. Be our stronghold in all the in all time, at all times. God of grace.
Receive our prayer.
Forgive us our sins, O God, and grant us your grace. Move us to understanding and recollection between people of other faiths and other Christian traditions in our community. Mend hurt feelings and heal wounds we can have caused one another. God of grace, receive our prayer.
We give you thanks, O God, for the life and witness of your saints. Give us hope in your Son's victory through the cross. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
We offer our prayers, O God, trusting in your everlasting grace and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. Good job. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings. Our offering plates are outside the two entrances to the church. But let us sing our offertory song, We Give Thee But Thine Own, verse number one. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
God of courage,
mighty and merciful Lord. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table of the Lord, where all are welcome. Come, receive the bread of life and the cup of salvation. Because this is such a special occasion, we're going to be doing communion at the rail. We usually start from the back and move forward. And also to let you know that the lighter colored liquid in the center is juice, the darker color on the outer rings is wine. So please come forward and kneel, and I have two people assisting. So I have... Are you going to... Okay. So if I can have you two girls. Yes. Which would you like?
Thank you. body of Christ broken for you. The 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 body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. The body of Christ broken for you, the blood of Christ shed for you.
So please stand as you're able. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you sent light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Before I send you off with a blessing, I want to let you know that we have a reception for our confirmands downstairs. We hope that you can join us. And as you go out into the world to spread the message of God's love, receive this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Our sending song is Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, number 857.
I'm so glad.
Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God. Photoshop it in somehow.